Okay, welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm John Ryan, and my co-host is Ann Hirsch.
I am still here.
And we all might as well leave because everybody knows what's going on now.
You bet.
For 3 weeks, I've heard so much complaining in the town of North Hempstead. Where is she? Where is she? What's going on? And I said, you know, it's the holidays. Makes no difference. The Christina Lou Show should never stop. Welcome, Christina.
I know. Welcome back. It's really been like a very, very long time since we've all been together.
But before we start, Anne has to repeat the question you asked on air, but you didn't ask it on air earlier.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let's see. Are we going to skip the beginning part and just go straight into...
No, I like the whole thing.
The whole thing. Christina
likes the whole thing. It was really quite the way to start off our morning today.
Okay. Well, let's see. This is what happened before we got on the air. I said, today is Midwife Day. Wednesday was the wedding anniversary of George and Barbara Bush, as well as George and Martha Washington. Tuesday was the birthday of Charlie Rose. So my question then became, and I will ask anyone that would like to answer this question, how many more days until it is Christina Lou's birthday?
Rebecca? 86.
Look, we're starting the new year right, guys.
And with that, let's hear from Christina, the birthday girl.
Yes, I know we were laughing this morning because we were not sure where Anne was going with these things this morning when she was announcing it. We were trying to all make the connection, and then, of course, she got to the punchline of it, and it all made sense.
It was wonderful.
Yes. But it's great to be back. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and a good start to 2016. I know we've been busy. The town's been quite busy. This past weekend was the inauguration of Supervisor Bosworth. So she was sworn in and she'll begin her two-year term. Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, was reelected. Peter Zuckerman, who's a councilman, and Anna Kaplan and Dina DiGiorgio were all sworn in as well. And they have four-year terms. So it was quite the event. And it was very nice. And then coming up at the end of this month is the State of the Town Address, which will be at the Clubhouse at Harbor Links on January 29th at 1:15 p.m. And what I think is great is that it's free to all residents. So anybody's welcome to come and hear her speech at that time, which is always very informative. And I love this time of year because one of my other hats at work is I put together all the numbers that Project Independence has completed. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just started doing that. You know, I'm waiting for some more stuff to come. But it's just, you know, it's really astonishing. We figured out that Project Independence receives 45% of all the calls that come into 311. And we're, you know, a tidy little department. But it just shows how absolutely, I mean, that's almost half of the calls that come into 311 out of all the departments.
That's huge.
You know, not to toot our horn or anything.
No, it's well deserved.
I just have a couple questions regarding this event. A, do I need to make a reservation?
No. If you're coming just for the, they have a charge, you know, if you want to do the luncheon, I know. But this is the state of the actual address is free. And you just come on. You just come in at 1:15. There's some seating. You can stand also.
Kindly just clarify, where is the clubhouse at Harbor Links?
It's in Port Washington. It's right by Harbor Links, by the beaches over there. And you can call 311 and they'll give you the...
Is that the old Northern Boulevard area?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's right by the clock tower. If you're heading that way, you'll see the big Roslyn clock tower.
Right.
It's down there. And there's tons of signage also. But you can call 311 if you need exact directions.
Parking ample?
Yep, there's big parking lot, yes. That's always definitely, I always like going there because you have a nice roomy spot.
Yeah.
But I definitely encourage everyone to go there because it's just a great time to reflect on, 2015 and what all the accomplishments of the town have been. And then, what's to come in 2016, which I'm sure will be jam-packed as 2015 was. What I also thought was interesting is that Supervisor Bosworth has issued a letter to county officials asking them to reopen the 6th police precinct. This precinct was closed down in 2012, and the 3rd precinct has been, handling things. But a lot of residents have been complaining on this issue, and of course, the supervisor, responds to what the people's requests are.
Absolutely.
And has wrote a letter to the police department. So we'll see how this whole thing will unfold. You know, a lot of residents feel that their safety has been compromised due to this. You know, I mean, the third precinct has tons of things under their jurisdiction.
Right.
Know, so I can only imagine how many.
Well, they opened up.
Take this on.
They opened up one of the other ones that they closed. They never really put the whole thing into effect.
Yeah.
My understanding,
right.
And not that I'm 100% up on it, but it's a disgrace. You spend all this money and time. You never
right.
implemented the whole thing. It's sitting there for 2 years empty. Actually, it's 4 years.
Yeah. When I looked at the date, I said, I can't believe that it was actually 2012 this whole thing occurred. So we'll see, you know, what will happen with this. And I just think it's, you know, another example of residents being able to speak out to, you know, your government officials and especially Supervisor Bosworth on this issue.
Just one thing that I'm going to bring up in reference to Judy. I was with her over the holidays and Rob, I don't know who you know, if you know Rob, mm-hmm. who goes around with, always has a pad.
Yes.
And I just don't know what he's doing. I never really asked, you know. And when I was talking to her over the holidays.
John thought he was doodling this whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Like, I'm bored. And he's doing, anybody who asks a question, Rob writes it down. So when Judy goes back to the office, she gets an answer for that person and sends him in the right direction. You see her and you're asking her a question. She says, I'm not just saying, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. He's writing it down. He's actually shadowing her, writing down anything anybody says, takes the information from the person, and they get an answer.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I was
amazed. It's really great because I can attest to it. I mean, Rob Cohen.
Oh, he's got
to
be calling you with the stuff.
He calls our department a lot. You know, okay, so we met so-and-so. She had this question. And then we're able to, you know, funnel it in the right direction. So it's definitely, it really just, you know, they talk about transparency and, you know, being, you know, connected to the residents. And I know the supervisor really takes pride in doing that, which is definitely.
That just honestly, because how many times you're in a party or someplace, oh, yeah, Rianne, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I walk out and I forget about it. Right. And then you're going to get cranky or you're going to forget about it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be answered. Any question?
That's great. The town also wants to remind everyone that you could recycle your Christmas tree on normal yard waste days. It's going to be the first 2 weeks of January. So we just want to encourage everyone. I mean, I know personally I'm struggling. My tree is still going very strong. So I can't. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll make it a Valentine's Day tree. I don't, you know, I feel kind of bad throwing it out. But I just want to encourage everyone that it's the first 2 weeks of January. So just make sure, you know, you dispose of it there, of course, with all the decorations, you know, off and lights and ornaments.
After that, what happened?
You know, I'm not, you'd have to call 311 and they'd probably have to do some kind of special pickup. But I know, I don't live in North Hempstead, but I know that's what we have to do in my township. If you miss that deadline, you know, you have to arrange for a special pickup.
So you should, right, shouldn't be
yeah.
putting.
Right.
Yeah, and that's on yard waste days, not garbage days, so. And Project Independence is, you know, it has tons of things going on as well, you know, beginning in January. We're having, you know, a lot of our support groups are continuing, including the Blankets of Love, which meets on Tuesdays at Clint G. Martin Park. And that's for all those talented knitters and quilters out there. We really encourage everyone to come. The group has grown tremendously. And the facilitator, who's actually one of our caseworkers, actually now knows how to knit and crochet as well, just from this group, which I think is amazing. And it's what's nice is that each blanket goes to a worthy cause, which makes it, you know, at least you're being creative and it has a good cause attached to it as well. So that's on every Tuesday, except it's not going to be on the 29th, I believe, of this month, or 22nd of this month. The senior talk group, which meets at the Roslyn Community Center, is the first and third Thursday every month. So there's one coming up on the 21st. And the director of senior citizen affairs, Nancy, with our department, facilitates it. And the co-facilitator, when she can do it, is Janet Entine, who's the president of Don't Move Away. And it's really great. It's a group, you know, they have different topics. I know Nancy works very hard on scheduling and facilitating this group. So that's at the Roslyn Community Center, which is 53 Orchard Street in Roslyn Heights. So if you're interested in that, that's at 11 o'clock a.m. We also have another social discussion group, which meets at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library in New Hyde Park, and that's on Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. And what's really wonderful is that there's a great partnership going on with the Parkville Library. I mean, this group's been going on for a while, and they keep saying, oh, we'll give you space, we'll give you space. So I know that that group is also a wonderful group, and that's Thursdays. We also have, of course, you know, we don't have our one of our Romeos here to plug the Romeos, but they also meet the first and third Monday of every month, and that's at the Atria Cutter Mill. And they're always, you know, the Romeos have been going strong for many years now, and they're always, you know, welcoming new members. And there's also a men's group, but it has a facilitator, and that's offered at the Parkville branch on Fridays at 10:30 a.m. You know, we really try Pride and Independence to, based upon a lot of these advisory committees, will stress what their community is interested in. So, you know, someone might say, oh, we want a social discussion group, we want a men's group, you know, so on. So it's really great because we really try to have it in different areas and regions based upon, you know, where you live. You can attend whatever you want, doesn't matter, you know, you can come to any of these things. You just call 311 and register for all this. I know Anne partook in one of our exercise for balance and strength.
I sure did.
So she could attest to how wonderful this class is. So it's Friday, January 15th. It begins for the January sessions, and it's for the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And you want to tell us a little bit what you experienced in the class, Anne?
First thing is get there, give yourself plenty of time because it's got a full house, and you want to get a good spot. And I know they were talking about doing some separating of it to make even more room. Although I think this one that you're talking about, balance and strength, is a little different than what I went to because I was going to yoga for seniors, which incorporated many of this. But I believe that this may be even more focused on balance and the strength regarding falls. So,
yeah, and you know, it's really important. You know, we always talk about, I mean, fall prevention is hugely important, especially with this crummy weather that, God forbid, we are not going to be getting.
Yeah.
You know, we're in January going strong. Ann and I was talking about this earlier, you know, where we're kind of praying that the no snow happens.
It's early.
But, you know, it's really important to, you know, they'll give you certain tips. And if you took a fall, you know, they'll teach you, you know, how to kind of rebuild things. As well. So if you're interested in that, that's Fridays, and that meets at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury.
But this is always, because I remember talking this for the last couple of months on the air.
It started with a couple of residents, and now it's, you know, every month. And what's interesting is that month to month, they kind of change it around. So if you're interested in continuing, you know, you can learn some new things. So this will be at 11:30 at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Right, and it's also involving Winthrop Hospital.
Absolutely.
And they have a nurse educator, which is a facilitator of it. So, top of the line.
Right, I'm just going to say.
And that's what, you know, what's great about Project Independence is that, you know, we really try and pull in all these different agencies and hospitals. I mean, you know, a lot of our nurses, we have North Shore LIJ nurses, we have Nassau University Medical Center nurses on staff, and then, you know, Winthrop providing this program. So it's around St. Francis, we have doing cardiac screening. So, I mean, there's so many wonderful programs out there, and it's just, it's great to just have this partnership with all of them in the community. So definitely check that out. That's, you can call 311 if you're interested in registering for that or have any questions about any of the things I've discussed. That's if there's one thing you could take away is to call 311 or 869-6311. We also have a very interesting chat. It's on Tuesday, January 19th. It's called The Role of the Care Coordinator, and it's presented by Kathleen O'Hara Barger, who is the Assistant Director of Case Management at North Shore LIJ. It's really definitely an important topic. She's going to teach you what to do before you're discharged from the hospital, which is definitely a major, major issue amongst people that are in the hospital. You know, you come out, you don't have anything planned. It's so hugely important to, you know what to do with the whole discharge planning. So that's going to be at Clint G. Martin Park on Tuesday, January 19th.
And this is for patient
19th.
And or caregivers?
Absolutely.
And adult children,
anybody. I think
anybody.
It's definitely beneficial because, I mean, if anyone's ever had someone in the hospital, it's just really important to kind of get all those pieces together and work with the social worker or the discharge planner in the hospital, and they get connected to Project Independence. I mean, it's really, you could avoid a lot of problems if you do this. And that's at 12:30 p.m. on January 19th at Clint G. Martin Park. So I encourage everyone to go to that. And we also have, quickly, I see the time running out, January 26th, we're going to have another World in Motion group, and that's going to be at 2:15 p.m., where they'll be talking about all different current event issues at Clinton G. Martin Park.
And I did participate in that one as well, and it's well worth anyone that wants to stay on current events and be given also some background information. The group is fantastic.
Oh, terrific.
A lot of interaction among the people. So definitely that's a 4-star rating or a 5-star rating on World in Motion.
Great.
Terrific. We're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.